closed system, the second law of time, in a closed system, the as unless man intervenes, as you mentioned, highly complex intervention, the direction of this reorganization is from complex to simple. It's toward randomness, breaking down energy is being dissipated. All the energy is now concentrated, incredibly concentrated, to feel like the sun, various bodies, goes to Earth, it is dissipated, and eventually until the universe will be universally cold and dead when all the energy is equally distributed. Running down, like a clock running down. Now I'm going to second law.
In other words, it's coming to an end simply because that's what God said was going to do?
Well, no, the universe is dying. No question about that.
A little at a time, or it's gradually going to die all at once?
Well, it's going to die all at once because the Lord's going to come back. But if he did not come back, it would just run out. The clock would just eventually run down. And everything would be dead. Second law, remember that name?
A few glorified body impresses me the fact that he had scars on his body, because Thomas was able to put a hand in the scars, and if that's true, then we're going to bear the same scars that we
well, on the, yeah, but I don't think that's conclusive, because it's a good point, but there is a continuity of identity. Will you have the scars for eternity?
Can I ask a question? The field of resurrection, but not necessarily this. It occurred to me when we were talking about Jesus' death and all, the passage in Matthew where it talks about the people who came up, the tomb broke open, and they came back to life when he died. And then when he resurrected, they went around professing. And I was wondering if you could, what was that? Was that just like the raising of Lazarus and then those people died again? Or?
No, it's very different. Some hold it that here, because in Thessalonians, it says the dead in Christ shall rise. Doesn't mention those who died in the Old Covenant. That maybe those who died in the Old Covenant were, at that time, taken to be with Christ in paradise from some other place. And this resurrection, those who appeared in the city, very difficult. Well, that was a temporary manifestation. Y'all should deal with that in Gospels class. But it's very difficult.
A little later for us to deal with it.
We're smart enough to get that. Can't do that. They forgot what was taught. Well, there's usually various commentaries on it. A lot of conjecture. I don't know. I just list the possibilities.
Is it possible, is it possible for the fallen man that the world was not restricted to entropy?
Very possible.
You know, it's probably not good to talk about that to the person you're maybe dealing with on an intellectual basis, because a lot of scientists are saying, and I thought quite a few years ago, scientists said that they don't understand why our body decays. It should, by definition, it should not decay.
I'm not sure about that.
Would that have been in the power of God? The universe had a particular story?
Well, it sure can. If he didn't then, I don't really know. Some hold that the Earth was always a dying universe because God anticipated the fall of man. But I think that's a good question we won't have to know. Not again.